practice, every rep, you know, in every game. That just comes with, you know, watching more film, seeing what's going on, making sure things slow down for you. So that's the biggest thing with that.
How hard is that to develop, to become a consistent football team?
I think being an athlete overall, that's the hardest thing is consistently, you know, consistency. Once you perform well, you know, then all eyes going to be on you. So you have to keep that going. So that's probably the hardest thing being an athlete, period, is staying consistent and performing well.
You mentioned it's a trophy game. You guys still don't have a trophy in that case. How much does that drive you to want to at least fill one case this year?
Yeah, Coach Doyle and Coach Ferentz have been tough on us about that. You know, they had the empty trophy cases right in our way in the locker rooms to remind us that we don't have our trophy. And that's part of guarding the Iowa legacy. We got to get those trophy games back and, you know, make our mark again.
Where do you feel you guys are at mentally? Saturday was tough.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, we're still up. Obviously, you know, we're not down about anything. Of course, you want to win, but you know, we weren't able to get it. We just got to keep on moving forward, and we'll be fine.
How much do you guys hear negativity or blowback from the fan base? Students, you guys are out and about.
Yeah, you hear a lot of it. You know, if you win, you get a lot of pats on the back. If you lose, everybody turned their back on you. So it comes with the territory of being a Division I athlete. But, you know, we stick together, the guys that suiting up every week, and we only win or lose, we pay attention to what we have to do.
How much of it do you feel is overreaction, though, at times, whether it is a win or a loss? Like, maybe you're getting too much credit, maybe you're getting too much blame.
Yeah, I think that's just human nature. You know, people got opinions, win or lose. And, you know, like I said, it's something that we've been hearing all our lives. You know, growing up in high school, people had opinions. And it's something that you just deal with.
How much of an importance is going to be placed on special teams now this week, considering, one, what happened at the end of the game Saturday, and two, the fact Minnesota's the last couple of years has gotten you with onside kicks themselves?
Yep, that's going to be an emphasis. Special teams around here is always big, though. Coach Ferentz, he preaches it every single week. We have a lot of meetings. We spend a lot of hours on special teams, so it's still going to be big, obviously, and the emphasis is obviously going to be more because it was a big play that we gave up last weekend, so we're going to keep working hard on it.
So considering, like, the amount of emphasis place in meetings and whatnot, does that make it all the more frustrating then when you have something like what happened Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. You know, but that's the thing that we have to, like, coaches and players, we all took part in that. You know, it was a big play that we gave up, but we're going to keep moving forward when it comes to special teams.
On a different note, you got the first touchdown reception. You win, like, any sort of gentleman's bet among the receivers, or?
We were just telling each other that we was going to get the first one, or, you know, just talking back and forth, but it was good to get it, but it would have been better with a win.
I was just wondering, because I know last year, like, defensive backs, they had a thing with interceptions, so I didn't know if you had something to touch.
Yeah, you know, it's a pride thing, too. Yeah, you know, we all want to be the best. We are in brotherly competition, so, you know, we talk stuff about things like that.